Have you ever found yourself in a place where you're asking the question, what's all this for?
Or you've seen or heard things and you ask yourself, what does this even mean?
Well, you've got questions.
And we've got answers.
This is the Talk Boys Podcast. Wow. Wow. That actually worked out really great, didn't it? That intro. So, Josh.
What's up, man?
I guess I just introduced you anyway, right?
That's it. That's my name.
All right. Well, this is, you're here. You're here now. And you're probably wondering, what am I even listening to at this point? Well, this is the Talk Boys Podcast. And we're so glad that you are joining us for episode one.
This is it. The first one.
This is how we know you're the real OGs. You're not waiting for episode five if we commit to that many episodes.
I hope so, though.
Yeah. We're trying to go for 12.
That's the goal.
If I can hit 12, then I'll hit 13, probably.
And I hope that you're on the journey with us.
Yeah. We hope that you stay. So what are we doing here? Why are we here? We'll tell you a little bit about it. So Josh and I guess we can do introductions. So, yeah. Josh, why don't you go first, since I've said your name at least five times.
Yeah, name's Josh. Wife, kid, dad, connoisseur of sneakers. There's a lot of just different things that I love, people I know. I'm a friend.
You're a good friend.
Thanks, Holden. So are you. Just a friend of some people, and we are friends.
A couple of broskies here.
A couple of dudes.
So, yeah, my name is Holden, and I am a husband. I'm not a dad yet. I have a dog. He's kind of like my kid.
Pet dad.
Me and Brittany and I, my wife. So, yeah, that's us. We have a lot of hobbies. We have a lot of similar things that we're interested in.
Yes.
Sneakers being one, music being two.
Yes, definitely.
Ministry.
Music.
You name it. And so we were riding down the road one day. We travel a lot because we work together, and we travel frequently for work. And so we just had this banter for probably 2-3 hours in at 5 a.m., starting at 5 a.m., and we're like, why don't we start a podcast?
It was so great. And you know what's interesting? When you travel, traveling gives you the greatest opportunity to have incredible stories and encounters with people that you'll never see again. And this is a great way to document those things.
You get to see things that no one should see.
Oh, so many things.
Have you been to a Pilot gas station? This is not a plug. We are not sponsored by Pilot gas station. If I'm accepting a sponsorship, first off, Buc-ee's. That's it.
That's true.
Buc-ee's is it. So we're waiting for you. Send us merch. But if you've ever been to a Pilot gas station before 6 a.m., there's things that no one should see.
Right. Or people.
Or scents that no one should smell.
The taste thing is the same because it's gas station food, so that's fair.
Yeah. It's going to cause heartburn, but it'll be okay. I always say, Josh, would you like a maximum strength Pepsi?
And it usually works out great. You got to coat the stomach before you just...
You take it before, and then you're ready to go. So, yeah, that's us. We just decided we wanted to do a podcast. We have a lot of similar shared interests. We're not very biased when it comes to a lot of things. I mean, I am biased, but
right.
I'm not, like, politically biased or anything like that. And so, I guess I wouldn't say I was extremely on one side politically biased.
Right. A lot of our viewpoints, I feel like, line up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're not in a line with a lot of things. No. Like a lot of people, like groups.
No, it makes people mad that we don't pick a side sometimes.
That's
and
so
I always
true.
Say, like, why be on a wing when you can be inside the plane?
That's it.
That's it. That's all you need. Yes. I'm inside. I'm safe. I don't have to hang on for dear life.
We control where it goes.
We control our destiny.
Our destiny.
So, yeah, we were riding along and we said, man, this would be some good content for a podcast. And so far, we're the only listeners. I was just thinking about that.
We are. That's very true.
We're listening right now.
in this room.
We're the
and
only.
And we've hit record.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, yeah, that is the introduction of our podcast. And again, we're men of faith. We're men of family. We're men of comedy, sneakers,
friendships.
Caffeine. What are you having there, Josh?
I got one of those little Rockstar 300 millibops.
300 millibops. I'm drinking a Sourheads Bang. And again, we're not sponsored by them.
No.
But I would take a Bang sponsorship.
100. Yeah. The guy is different. See that? That's a filter.
Different.
But also the
unbiased
guys,
opinion.
But the guys Bang who have guys Rockstar different. Stickers on their big trucks also, you know?
Yeah.
Bring it to our doorstep and we'll put it in our bodies.
We all just want to be rock stars.
Every day. Every single day.
So why don't we start with current events?
Oh, so many.
Before we start into current events,
okay,
I just want to do a shameless plug for a news app that I like. And this, again, we are not sponsored by anyone yet. So we're literally just, we get to talk about things that we like. And
with no obligations.
Yeah. And so there is this news application, because I'm not a very biased person politically or just in a lot of things. There's this app called All Sides, ALLSIDES. And
I downloaded it this morning and you showed it to me.
And we were like, hey, we should mention this in the podcast. And he was like, well, I'm going to download it and figure out what this is about. So what it does is it gives you a news headline based off of three sources, one being like a left-wing news source, one being a right-wing news source, and the third being like someone from the center. And so it takes all of that and it puts together like the most unbiased article,
I would say. You know what's interesting about the left, right, and center? The center, the people on the left or the people on the right will always argue that the center has some sort of bias because you can't be in the center. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I was told that. I was told that if I voted for someone not on the ticket, that it was a vote for
Kanye West.
Which I'm okay with.
Sure.
Why not throw Kanye in?
Sure. We're going to get great music, which is we won't even get in there right yet.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, we won't get there yet. But I'm just saying, We're 10 minutes in, and we said, just go on the record, that we would prefer Kanye West as the president of the United States.
Yes. So unsubscribe, subscribe.
Yeezy for Preezy.
That's it.
Yeah, so current events, I don't really keep up on current events. I don't even know why we have that in there.
I don't either.
Maybe
current events in life.
That would be.
There it is.
What's new with you, Josh?
What is new? I made it out of COVID. That's
Josh had COVID, y'all.
Yeah, and it was horrible. Horrible, horrible. But I have an incredible wife who demanded that I be locked into my office for the next 2 weeks or in those 2 weeks. Have you ever seen that movie, The Count of Monte Cristo?
I haven't. Explain.
Oh, it's a great movie. So, anywho, this guy, he gets arrested for something he doesn't do. Well, the way they feed him is they open up this little slot underneath the door and they slide the food in, and then the mouse runs and tries to get it before he does. And that's exactly how I felt, stuck in my office as my wife would slide food underneath the door.
Gruel. Gruel. Did she give you gruel?
Some grilled cheese.
grilled cheese sandwiches. When you are on quarantine and your wife doesn't want to get sick, you have to eat gruel. I don't believe that your sweet wife or daughter would allow you to eat gruel, but that's just what I imagine.
I don't know what that is.
Like a prison. I don't either. I heard it on an episode of The Office.
Okay.
When he did Prison Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure, yes.
You're going to hear a lot of Office references, just forewarning.
The best
and
show.
So I heard that. And so that's, I imagine like the prison tray that has the nice dividers in it.
Yes. So nice.
And they just throw you some gruel. Yeah. So you had COVID. He recovered. What's interesting is I was around all of you at like that time.
Oh yeah, that is true.
And I didn't get it.
Only a handful of people did. But man, did it come like a wave.
It did. And what's interesting, Josh is older than some of the other people that got it. And they had like, I feel like in a lot of ways, like worse effects.
Yeah, like which, still.
Which I think is because Josh and I, should I say it?
Sure, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. So Josh and I got vaccinated.
A little pop up in the arm?
Yeah, I got mine in my left shoulder. Did you?
Yes, right here.
I don't know why. I don't have a tattoo on that side. Well, Josh, so just to give you a little imagery, yeah. Josh has a lot of tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I collect.
I'm currently working on a full sleeve. And so I have like one arm that's like completely covered, but the other arm is just clean as a whistle. And so my thought process was I'm going to take the vax in the clean arm. That way it doesn't get, you know, like ink.
That was your,
I don't know why that, kind
of, that was the thought cycle.
I don't want to get ink in it and I don't want my tattoo arm to hurt. I don't know why I thought that, but yeah, so we got vaccinated around the same time.
Yep.
Or I got like, I think I beat you by a week.
Yeah. But it wasn't that big of a gap, but even still like, that's just crazy how it worked.
Yeah. So, yeah, Josh, you had that, and now you're better. You're back.
So great.
And you look healthy, honestly.
Thanks, man.
You look great.
I'm trying. The goal is to grow my mustache out to where it covers both of my lips. The old push broom.
Oh, man.
My wife hates it, but I just think it would be great. I just think it would be great.
I think you should. I grew out a mustache, and my wife basically put her foot down and was like... You're not going to be allowed out in public with that.
Or with me. No yeah. Snuggles.
Which, candidly, I kind of looked like Paul Blart Mall Cop when I had a mustache. It was this thing I wanted to commit to during COVID. So, like, me, Josh and I, we're in front of people, like, speaking.
Yeah.
And so, sometimes I'm less prone to, like, want to do, like, facial hair things or haircut things, like, taking risks, essentially.
It's a big risk.
And so, yeah, I grew one out because we were in lockdown with COVID and weren't
horrible.
Weren't speaking, public speaking. So
it just took over our faces.
Next thing you know, I've got a creepy little caterpillar.
Little howdy doody on the top lip.
Little howdy doody. So, yeah, so Josh, that's new with you. I don't really know what's new with me. I was in Texas last week.
Yeah, you travel a lot. Probably more than me.
Yeah, I travel a lot, and I actually really enjoy it. I think part of the thing that helps is I don't have kids yet. So sometimes my wife is able to travel with me. Sometimes she's not. But she's very supportive of me wanting to travel. So I was in Texas last weekend, and I'll just say this. Another shameless plug. The state of Texas is awesome.
It is awesome.
Because it's everything in a lot of ways that I am. For instance, like I would consider myself to be a large person.
Yeah. You said it and then I'll agree with it.
I'm a large person. Like I am. I'm like when I'm under certain doorways, I have to think about clearance.
A little bit of duckaroo underneath.
Yeah. I mean, just depending on how old the house is. I'm not saying I'm like 8 feet tall or anything like that. But I would say like, so that is one aspect of travel. But Texas is large. I'm large. I can kind of be loud. Texas is kind of loud. Everything is just so interesting. The food there, I was in the Houston area. And, you know, planes are fun when you're also a large human being.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I always get the person that wants to move their seat back and tear my ACL.
Good.
They're like, hey, I wonder if there's any ACLs on this plane.
Yes.
Any ligaments that I can be tearing while I'm sitting here.
And you have to fight everyone for the armrest.
You do, yeah. Luckily, typically because of my imposing size, it's very easy to like own the armrest. Like I'm a nice person, but typically we look at each other and it's kind of like, arms are going to be in your lap.
If I didn't know you and we sat beside, I go, okay, elbows in. And I just got one of these weird shoulders things for the ride.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So planes are interesting. A lot of people watching.
Oh, the best.
And yeah, I've just found also that flying, you get a lot of different people on a plane.
Yep.
A lot of different views, I guess, would be the unbiased way to say there's a lot of different views. Like there are people that take their shoes off on planes. There are people that sit in the very back. And which I'm okay with. I like sitting in the very back. I can watch everybody.
That's
but
true.
But there are people that sit in the very back, and as soon as the plane lands, they run to the front. It's like, hey, let's shuffle out funeral dismissal style.
Yes.
Get out of this plane. So, yeah, that is – I'm going to probably tell a lot of plane stories of just things that I see.
Because they are the best.
So, yeah, that's what's new with us. And yeah, what else?
God, what else? What else is new? Speaking of travel, with like we said before, with traveling, there's a lot of great stories, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's just traveling and bathroom stories. They go hand in hand.
Good old B room story.
And they're my favorite because we're both musicians, right? I'm more of a retired musician.
Yeah, but, I would consider myself an unretired musician.
Yes, yes. So there's a difference, yeah. And we've been in bands that travel, right?
Yep.
And with traveling and with bands and bunch of dudes together in some sort of SUV or van, there are bathroom issues that can spur up at any given moment. Yeah. There's no children in there, so we don't assume that there is going to be, but yeah. They do happen.
Yeah.
I have lost many pairs of socks.
We're going there.
Just because, like, dude, I right now has to happen. You're like, we can't wear an.
Oh, you got that guy that's like, we got to make Tom.
Yeah, and we're in El Paso, Texas, and I'm like, yeah, I don't.
At least it's a cool city. Mine would have been like, dude, we got to get to, I don't know, Statesville, North Carolina. Sure. Like, we have to get there now. The people in that metropolis need to hear our music. Yeah, they need to hear our rock.
No, 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 dude, you don't understand. The whole car will be ruined if we don't stop. And then with travel, you eat horrible food.
Yeah.
Like, what are some horrible foods that you've...
I would say horrible but tasty. Yes. Horrible, should I say horrible for your body?
Like, when yes.
You're, as you're eating it, gas station roller food. I love gas station roller food. And so, which my wife kind of semi-judges me for it. She's like, I can't believe you put that in your body. Because
that's fair.
For the most part, I eat pretty decent. Like, I'm not saying I eat good all the time, but I recently, like over the past few years, I've lost like 130 pounds. And so, which we were talking about is like a human. I lost like another human off of my
body. You had a little backpack of me going, hey, hold on, let's go over here.
Let's go ride somewhere.
And then you cut my arms off about a year and a half ago. And then I just, yeah, that's what it would feel like.
So because of that, I do eat pretty healthy now. Like I try to be more disciplined. And so my wife is like, there is such a big difference between how you eat like most of the time versus when you're in like roller food holding.
Yeah, it's different.
Roller holding. And so holy roller holding and say that fast. But so gas station roller food for me is the food that as I'm eating it, it's tasty. But I think to myself, A, is this actually food? Like, as in, is this something you should consume?
Yeah, you're putting it in putting it in your body.
And B, is there any like nutritional value, macronutrient, you know, whatever.
I don't know what that is.
Whatever fit term you want to use. Is there anything in this that's going to like sustain me? Or is this more it just tastes good for a few seconds and then
you grab one of those hot dogs or taquitos off them and then I just
tornado.
I drop a couple of those little nerd bombs, candies in there on top of it. I know that within 45 minutes, I'm going to get catastrophic diarrhea.
Dude, and here's the fine line getting road diarrhea is like, if you take Pepto, you might get backed up.
That's true.
So you have to decide, like, do I want to ride this out? Or do I want to like, and so for me, typically it's Pepto. And I'm going to take more than the recommended amount because I found out very difficult. Hey, listeners, very difficult to OD on Pepto.
Yeah.
I used to be over 400 pounds. We were just talking about this.
Yes.
I know what it's like to take a lot of Pepto on a regular basis.
I'm going to take a couple of shots real quick of this Pepto.
Line them up and keep them coming.
I just swig it.
Out of the bottle?
Yeah, a little Gatorade bottle of Pepto. That's how I treat it. My wife is absolutely disgusted with me when I do this. She goes, get a measuring cup. And I just...
Yeah. Whoop. So I feel like you and my wife are the same person because Brittany's my wife. Brittany does that with NyQuil, which is different.
Well, yes.
So sorry, honey. You're going to probably listen. You might not even listen to this. I don't even know if you want to support.
Definitely not.
But we hope that Brittany, you and Carmen will support this. But yeah, Brittany actually, like, we had to have a conversation about how Tylenol is in NyQuil. It's very bad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, is in most NyQuil. And so, like, you need to measure that out. But she's like, and she just literally, like,
a little Tylenol chaser.
When she's sick, she's like, forget it. And so she'll, like, turn up the bottle. I'm like, how do you know where 30 milliliters is? And she's like, I don't know. You kind of know like what a swig is. I'm like, a swig could be.
I've measured the how much my mouth can hold. It'll be fine.
About 30 mil.
Yeah. When you treat a NyQuil bottle like a Capri Sun and just pop a little straw in there, yep. We got it. There should be some type of conversation.
I mean, yeah. So there's a roadside stuff. There's things that we see in planes when we travel. Again, the person that takes their shoes off. There's people that listen to music loudly on planes. Oh,
dude, I can't with you. We can't be friends.
Like, there was a guy on the flight, and I hope that he becomes a fan of this podcast.
Oh, that was me.
That was me.
Dude, like, I'm so sorry.
I want you to know that's, he had over-the-ear headphones, like Bose, like nice headphones. He had them on top of his head, cranked, and the stewardess had to get on the intercom and go, if you're listening to music on a headphones, like, put them over your ear, which should be implied.
That's what they're for.
But yeah, had to tell them that. So that was one thing. And then something recently that I've started observing on planes, people will now that I hate to say this because not everybody's like this, but there are people that will pretend to be disabled so they can get priority boarding specifically on Southwest flights. So Southwest Airlines doesn't have assigned seats. And so when you fly Southwest, it boards you in groups. Well, if you are on a wheelchair, you know, on a Southwest flight, you get like a boarding. Like you're boarded first, like bulkhead, front row, like big leg room, dog. And so I've recognized that. And the reason I know that it's not an issue is because when the plane, like when we deplane, we get off the plane, these same people like hop up.
Because we are so close to heaven in the plane, the Lord blessed them.
Dude, I want to be that guy and be like, ma'am, did a miraculous healing take place?
Just while we were in the tube in the sky?
Can we sing a song really quick about it?
That would be incredible.
I want to say that because I like to say I would never do that.
But
then part of me is like, maybe they're onto something.
Oh, you're saying never...
I would never pretend to be.
Oh, handicapped. I thought you were saying you would never like call them out.
No. Inside my head, I always call them out.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
But
internal dialogue.
There's an internal dialogue. It's like, oh, ma'am, you there?
You're here.
You are healed. You are healed here today.
You change your accent so no one can ever find out who you are.
They're not going to know anything. No. Not a big deal at all. Hey, first off, I'm flying Southwest.
Yeah. Is that like a What scale of...
Okay, so you got Frontier at the very bottom. Well, Spirit at the very bottom.
Yeah, that's where I hang out.
And you know what I love about Spirit? They know it. They're okay with it.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're going to listen to the podcast and be upset. Be like, they're going to be like, yeah, we get it.
I heard someone complain on a Spirit airline. Hey, this USB plugged up, it's not charging my phone. And you're like, that's because you're on Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
We bring battery packs because we know what we're doing.
This plane barely operates, ma'am. Hey, excuse me.
Hey, it's blowing hot air above me.
Why do I have to put a quarter in to use the bathroom? A quarter? It's actually 35 cents. Can you imagine if it's like 35 cents to get to the bathroom? Like, you have to have a quarter in. Like my wife's Aldi's quarter to shop at Aldi's would not be enough to use the restroom on a Spirit Airlines.
So, freaking Aldi's quarter.
The joke is they charge you for everything, and they really do. There's no complimentary service. But honestly, on a plane, pack something. You're okay.
Right, snacks.
So, and the thing about it is, we'll knock that airline, but at the end of the day, like you're paying like, I don't know, like $14 to fly to California.
Yeah, that's true. There's other questions you need to consider.
Ma'am, you can fly to California for $14. You're complaining about a USB plug? You don't need that phone. It's $14.
No, not at all.
Put your hands in your lap and read the emergency exit manual that's in the seat in front of you.
And draw pictures on it.
I always look at those photos and get so cracked up. Like, my favorite is next time you're in a plane, look at this. It's in the seat in front of you. There's a person holding a baby, and they're like sliding off the wing. So,
emergency exit.
If you have to go out of the exit row, they encourage you to slide off the wing to the ground. So it shows people like basically like slide boarding, like you're at a playground, off the wing, and it's
with the baby in hand,
and it's good. It's a mom with a baby,
good.
Just woohoo, like off the plane. Every time we're safe, and what a fun way to get out of this burning airplane,
a theme park, and excitement,
and excitement. Spirit, you have outdone yourself. So with that being said, there's that. And then Frontier, I would say Frontier's, in my opinion, it's one level up.
Okay.
Do you know why I think it's one level up? They're both similar. Spirit, I think in some ways they're great with their marketing. In other ways, they're not. For instance, their planes look like the old Sprint logo. Like, it's yellow.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's like, do better, guys. Yeah. So they basically have school buses in the air that fly that right. fly around.
No seatbelts, no AC.
So, yes, got it. Yeah, so then you have Frontier, and then I don't know where to rank Southwest, because Southwest, for the most part, is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to fly somewhere cheap, pretty great. Like, they have... Like,
and they do the TVs in the back?
The headrest?
Yeah, or is that the... We're going... That's one. No, that's a couple more.
But Southwest will give you complimentary, not Wi-Fi, but they'll let you use the Wi-Fi to watch movies on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
text messaging. So, like, you don't have to pay for Wi-Fi to text. If you have sweet. iMessage or WhatsApp, I think. So, that's what the Android users use. So, you have to, it's like Morse code.
Of course.
Yeah. And Android. We're not biased.
Yes.
But Androids kind of suck.
100%. I don't need a blue alien.
Yeah, logo. I don't need a phone that freezes up so that you can tell me that it's better than Apple. So we've gone down
yes.
a rabbit hole, which yep. you'll find is going to happen a lot. So airplanes, then Southwest, then I think you have like maybe United there.
Okay.
I'm talking big airlines, like things that fly out of where we're from. United, and then I would say like American Airlines. Now, in my opinion, cream of the crop is Delta.
100%. I agree with that.
Every time I fly Delta... I just feel rich.
So rich. I feel like I'm walking into a limo of airplanes.
Yeah. I got bumped one time to first class. No, Comfort Plus, which is like right behind first class. So it's like we're not loaded, but we have a camper at the lake.
We saved them.
It's a specific kind of money. It's like we haven't arrived money, but like, you know, we got a boat. We have a boat.
We have a jet ski. It's a 98 so though.
They bumped me to Comfort Plus because at the time I had not lost weight yet. And the guy just felt sorry for me because here I am just large and in charge sitting in a regular seat beside two average people that when I walked into the plane that day, you know, they were looking like, you know, the kid, what was that movie where they're like, seats taken. Like they don't want you sitting beside them
yes,
on the bus.
Yes.
That was everyone's face in the plane. When I walked into the plane, they're like, seriously, why is he flying? You don't travel at this size, sir. That was part of one of the reasons I lost weight. So, but Delta, he moved me to that seat and I'll tell you.
Great. Dude,
it was the best.
Would you say it's worth it? Like if you had to pay for it?
First class is not, but Comfort Plus, I think it's like $100 more. If you are flying internationally.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you're on like a 10 to 12 hour flight, 100% worth it.
I don't think I've ever been on an airplane flight that long.
100% worth it.
Horrible.
So, yeah, we talked a lot about airplanes, but honestly, I feel like we've learned things today.
I think so. The classes, the social class
yeah.
of airplanes.
So, first class, you have a second home. Like,
oh, I wish
you if you sit in first class, second home, easy. You probably on the beach now because a first class ticket, have you ever priced those out?
No, I don't even click on it. Like, I know where I belong.
I feel like they start at like $5,000 or $6,000.
What
for like a good flight, like a distant flight?
Yeah, can't do that.
So, like, if you're dropping that kind of money to ride a few hours, where me, I'm like, I will take Advil. I will take ibuprofen and I will ride this thing out. Like that is so. That's what I do before I get on a plane. I'm like, I know I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to take 4 200-milligram Advils and go for it. So, yeah. Did we get some like background noise? Did the AC cut on?
I don't know. It sounds like one of those noise machines. Like
maybe it's an airplane. Maybe they. Yeah, the AC cut on.
Okay.
Yeah. So that AC is free. It's brought to you by Freon. So, which is what they put in AC units, right?
Good, because it's Freon, yeah.
So, golly, we're killing it.
Man. I know. What's that noise? Oh, it's AC. We'll figure
it out. It's AC. We'll cut it off later. We won't. We don't even know how. In this building, I don't even know how. So, no. With that being said, we'll move to our next topic, which is, honestly, it's what I want to, like, spend some time on. Like, we're planning on this being, like, pretty quick, but... I want to talk about it. So, Josh, what have you learned in 2020 to 2021 so far? Like, obvious things like COVID, but just give me the synopsis of what you've learned. I'm just very interested to ask this question to a lot of people.
Oh, geez. I don't know if it's a comedic answer, and I hope that's okay. Just spending more time with my family and how great it really is. And I realize that not everyone has a family that you want to spend time with.
That's true.
We all have those family members.
True, yeah. They don't even know who they are. That's the thing.
I know, but everyone else does. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, we got holidays coming up. Yep. There's Thanksgiving, there's Christmas, there's all these things, and you're like, oh, we're going to I guess we got to hang out with Aunt fill in the blank.
Aunt, I almost thought you were going to say Aunt Phil.
Aunt Phyllis. I don't have one of those. I wish I did, actually.
I don't think I do either, so we're good. That name is good to use as an example. Yes. Aunt Phyllis is going to be.
Oh, freaking Phyllis again.
Phyllis from The Office. That's who I'm picturing.
Yeah, but she's too sweet. I would look forward to hanging out with her.
Yeah.
But yeah, spending time with friends and family, because I didn't get to do that a lot last year. And if we did, it was like, hope I don't get sick. Maybe just stay in your car and I'll call you, which is, do you remember doing that? Hey, let's hang out. And you're like, what if we sync up our phones and watch a movie together and we'll park beside each other?
Which just is the worst.
Stupid.
If you have to do that, it's like we weren't going to hang out.
No, yeah.
Why are we hanging out now? We weren't going to hang out before.
Right, right. So family time, friend time, like that's what I valued the most. That's what I learned that like I actually do need this.
Yeah.
This isn't just like a fun thing. Like it's a necessity. That's my answer.
Yeah. I invited people over to my house. Which is not something I did all the time, but like I made it a goal to host someone at my house every week.
It is awesome.
And I'm extroverted. You're extroverted.
Yes.
Our wives, not so much.
Not even a little bit.
And even Brittany was like, yeah, this is good. Like I enjoy this.
Right.
And I think it took us having that time, you know, where we didn't have anybody around. We didn't have community. And so community is one of the biggest things I took from like the COVID shutdown season.
Yep, same.
You need community. I don't care how introverted you are. Again, I would say our wives are on the extreme end of that spectrum.
Yes.
Of just very introverted, they get burned, like peopled out a lot easier than we do. And I mean, just candidly, we learned through that time that community is so important. I learned that people are typically kind of selfish. Like I know this is a big shift.
Yes. But they are, and so am I.
I
can be 100%.
I tried to get on a high horse for toilet paper. Have I told you this?
No.
So during COVID, my wife called me and she said, hey, they have like the big, you know, fork truck size Costco toilet papers. And that was during the time where people were hoarding it. And I got on a high horse and I said, no, we're not going to be those people. I refuse to be those people that buy that much toilet paper when we don't need that much. We would never buy that if we weren't like living in COVID.
Yeah.
Why would we buy that now? And that's why people are running out. We don't need that many rolls of toilet paper. And so I got on a high horse. Dude. So I said, find a smaller one. And she did, but it was like the only other thing they had was like a four pack. And so, dude, like a week later, 2 weeks later, I don't know. We're rationing.
Yeah.
And she was like, I knew we should have got the bigger thing. And I'm like, well, I just didn't want to be them. And I'm going to tell you what, I became one of those people.
Right.
We got up early, dude. Early. Waited for the 7 a.m. opening at Walmart for them to tell us, sorry, you're not a senior.
No way.
Like, so then we waited till 8. Walked in. Dude, we bought the forest.
I was about to say, we ran out, and I'm like, old people got to poop, too, so they took it all. Yeah.
No, they had it there.
Okay.
Like, the old people got theirs.
You're saying you bought an unhealthy amount of toilet paper.
Because it was like, well, and I said, well, I'm not doing this again. I'm not going to be on a high horse.
Right.
So, I, like, that proves that I'm, like, not as good of a person as I thought I was being. Like, oh, well, I'm better than
this. Because you folded and got a lot. Yeah.
A lot of it was pride, to be honest. Like, I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be them. And then I became the hoarder. Because I'm like, I'm not running out again because of these people. So I bought at least a tree. Like I bought a whole
tree. A small planter.
Yeah. And it wasn't like the premium stuff either. Like it had chunks of bark in it.
Ah, dude, that. My dad always taught me, never buy cheap toilet paper or get used to a smelly finger. And I didn't know what that meant until growing up, until now that I have a 4-year-old, and I go, yeah, no, it makes sense. I go,
yep.
It makes sense. Thank you, Tony, for teaching me that wisdom.
Tony De La Cruz.
Tony.
I've never met you, but you're wise. You're a wise
so
man.
So much wisdom.
Yeah, both of our dads are very similar.
So, yes.
We talked about this a lot.
Very much. And we'll probably talk about it again.
You're going to hear so much about our dads. They've molded us into the men that we are.
Yes. And I'm thankful for it.
Yep.
I'm thankful for listening to Journey's greatest hits. I don't know, 5,000 times?
ZZ Top,
yes.
Journey.
Rush.
Oh, Rush.
Oh, dude, so good. I'm listening to it today.
When me and Josh became friends, I think this, you always have that point, and if you don't have that point, they're probably not a real friend.
Right, right.
So I'm in my,
yes,
my little office studio, and I'm playing, because I'm a musician, I'm playing a Rush song, because it sometimes is like my warm-up song, and so I plugged everything into an interface to record, to like track a guitar for something.
Okay.
And I was playing like Rush's Fly By Night, which is it's a deep track, right?
I would say, yeah. It's not like a Tom Sawyer or anything like that.
Tom Sawyer is not a deep track. Tom Sawyer is like, if you say, oh yeah, Tom Sawyer, I know them, or Spirit of Radio.
Yeah,
those are like,
okay.
Those are on the first three on Spotify.
Yes.
But like Fly By Night, a little ways down, it's a deeper track. It's not the deepest track. It's not like Red Barchetta.
Oh, what a good one.
But I was playing it, and I hear Josh roll up to my office, and he says, dude, are you playing Fly By Night by Rush? And I didn't say this, but something came over me.
A warm blanket of friendship.
And it was a warm blanket of friendship.
That's
for sure.
Yes.
And I just remember being so excited that you knew that song. And I was like, golly, no matter what, even if we don't work at the same place,
we have to keep this friendship alive.
We're going to be friends forever because you know a deep track Rush song, and no one else ever is going to know that. So that's when we developed a through Rush. So we've gone down another rabbit hole. So what have we learned 2020, 2021? A community. We've learned that, like, I've learned that people are selfish, but like, I'm also selfish.
Yes. I can be the most selfish person if I'm not careful. Yep.
Do you know, I learned that there's actually psychology behind hoarding goods. And I didn't know this because I was asking a friend of mine who is a counselor. And they said that people hoard things whenever there's like turmoil. So you remember when COVID first started, like we all thought it was the end of the world.
It was chaos, dude.
And so you would go to Walmart. And I remember thinking, what is happening? Like, people are just freaking out. And I remember asking a counselor friend, because I feel like during that time I had to get a little counseling just because like not in a good brain space. And so I asked, and they said there's actually some like psychology behind it. Basically, when things are going bad, people try to control the controllables, which is something like that our like mind naturally does. And so the things that we can control are like how much of a good that we have or an item that we have. To make sure that we're prepared. So it's not about like making sure we're good. It's more of a coping mechanism.
Interesting.
It's more of a coping mechanism than anything.
Hmm.
It's not that you think, oh my goodness, we're running out of toilet paper, because you don't need in the grand scheme of things, you don't need bottled water. Like, there is so much water. Like where we live, you can just walk outside and there's water. There's some water somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, we're not in a deficit when it comes to that.
No, we have water. The earth is 75%. I know most of that's undrinkable, but still, like, we have water. You know, there's going to be plenty of food, like, for the most part.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a hunter, so, like, I'm thinking,
you're a hunter-gatherer.
I will go gather and forage in the forest.
I will feed you and you will rely on me.
I'm actually going hunting tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about it. But, yeah, so it was a coping mechanism, and it made me understand people more and understand myself more, because there was an aspect of me that was kind of freaking out. One of the things I learned too, I cooked more at home. Me and my wife did.
Oh yeah, every night, because you couldn't go anywhere. That was fun.
Dude, I was watching Gordon Ramsay teach me. I watched a master class on how to make an egg.
Oh.
I don't know if it's actual like master class.
He teaches you how to make an egg?
It was Gordon Ramsay, like he literally fires a hot pan, oil goes in, 350 degrees.
God.
See ya. Scramble. Delicious. Like, it was the whole thing.
I'm making an egg tonight.
Dude, that not a pretty decent Gordon Ramsay?
I'm impressed. Your impressions are spot on, usually.
Yours are, too.
So.
Yeah. So, that is what we have learned, like, amongst other... No, that's it. That's all we've learned.
That's it. Just two key principles, and we move on.
You know, one thing that I heard a pastor say at the beginning of COVID that has stuck with me since then?
What's that?
He said, it's actually our pastor. Like, he said, the strong get stronger and the weak get weaker. And I was thinking, like, I put myself in the category of, like,
I'm definitely in this camp, yeah.
And, like, there are some aspects, sure, but mentally, tough.
Yeah, for sure.
Tough. I recorded so much music during that time, which was good, but I never did anything with it because I just don't. Sometimes it doesn't even feel like it was even that good because I just recorded a massive volume of music. There was no like.
I got to hear it sometime.
I'll play it for you. I won't play it for everyone, but I'll, yeah.
Beautiful.
It's actually in the computer that I'm looking at right now. So, yeah. Is there any hot topics you want to talk about today?
We hit them, I'd say. With COVID and little pops in the arm.
Like, everything.
That's pretty hot right now.
We've talked a lot about COVID. I talked about The Office twice. This is time number three. About a little bit of our podcast. I'll just say, if you've got on this podcast and you're thinking, what are they even talking about? I'll just let you know. This is more to get to know us. So
if
you don't like the rabbit holes that we go down, we'll have a better agenda for the most part. But if you don't like the rabbit holes we're going down, you're probably not going to like this podcast.
Nope, not at all.
You're probably not going to want to hear our insight. And honestly, our insight is not the end all be all, even close to it. Doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, our thoughts don't even matter.
Right. Sure. Sure. That's very true. There's a little weight to them.
The older I get, the more I realize, like, no one really, in the grand scheme of things, no one really cares what I think.
No. This is good for our mental health, though.
Yeah. Talk it out. Yep. So, with that being said, this is episode one of Talk Boys Podcast. We're starting an Instagram page. What's the name of that?
It's at the Talk Boys Podcast.
At the Talk Boys Podcast.
That's it.
And it's going to be on there. We're going to have a lot of episodes. I'm committing to more. And so this is episode one. This is a little bit about us. I feel like you've gotten to know us a lot, even if we haven't said that. And I'm just looking forward to the ride where we talk about hot topics, about faith, about family, music. Hit us with your current, as we're closing, what is your current, like, artist? Like, give me two artists that you're listening to right now.
It would be this band called Turnstile.
Ooh.
I love it very much. It's like weird, hardcore, alternative, weird music. And then a band called Deaf Heaven.
Deaf Heaven.
Yes.
Are they a faith-filled band?
No, not at all. not at all. But they're really good. It's just this... we share similar bands and interests, but my niche is if it's fast, if it's heavy, I'll probably like it.
Yeah.
So
if it sounds like what my mom would classify as, this sounds like the devil.
Yes. But then maybe then that's the music I
that
like.
Was me in my bedroom. Like, go away, mom.
It's POD. Get out of here.
It's Skillet. I want to rock. I want to beat the devil with my rock and roll.
What about you? Current top two.
Okay. So I'm going to go three artists. One is a Christian artist, like worship artist that I listen to a lot. His name is Josh Garrels.
Oh, I thought you were Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Stephen Curtis Chapman. You thought I was going to be, hey, saddle up your horses. I'm diving in. Tomorrow morning, if you wake up, I was just, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Stephen Curtis Chapman is still...
He's the GOAT.
The GOAT, yeah.
So Josh
Garrels. Josh Garrels, he is just kind of like almost like indie Christian artist.
Ooh, I'll check that out.
Really great. Listen to him, and amongst other things, like Maverick City, some of these guys, they're great. I would say I listen to a lot of, real country music.
Yeah,
sometimes
there's a big difference.
Real country music.
Yes.
So like Sturgill Simpson been on a big kick.
You're a big Sturgill guy.
I love Sturgill Simpson, and I get it. Like some of his songs aren't necessarily like you know, positive, encouraging.
Sure.
But I just, he's such a great songwriter.
Yes,
and
he
so
is.
Sturgill, if you ever want to come on this podcast, you're never going to hear this episode. But if you ever want to come on this podcast,
let us know.
I would host you in a heartbeat.
Could throw a little DM.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. DM us.
Throw us a little DM real quick.
I'm trying to look here at, I picked up my, so let me see here. Man, Corey Wong would be my other artist that I listen to a lot of. His name's Corey Wong. He's like mainly instrumental, but he plays with a band called Wolfpack, and there's another band called the Dirty Loops. And
oh, I know those guys.
Yeah, they just play some like funky, like just really cool music. And so it almost sounds vintage. Those are the guys. Those are the like groups that I'm listening to.
Love it
currently. But
so add them on your playlist. And check them out.
It is ever changing.
Yes.
The Dirty Loops, Corey Wong, Thriller.
Ooh.
It's like their version of Thriller. And don't be that guy that's like, this is not Michael Jackson. Like, they do it honor. It's not Michael, but they do it honor, and so listen to it. Those are the artists. Any movies you're watching? I don't watch movies.
I don't think so. I'm a show guy.
What are you watching?
Like,
Rapid Fire.
What's C?
C?
Yeah, it's got Jason Momoa.
What a beautiful man.
So it's so crazy. It's like post-apocalyptic, and everyone's blind.
Okay.
No one can see.
And like, then, I'm Legend, but everyone's Denzel Washington.
Yes, there's so many Denzels.
Is it I'm Legend?
Wait.
No, that's...
no, that's not
what's
it.
Book
of Eli.
Sorry, I Am Legend is with Will Smith. Also a great movie.
Yes, and...
Denzel Washington.
For clarification... We didn't get them confused because they're two black guys. We got them confused because they're two epic actors. That's why.
And it's because it's both post-apocalyptic movies.
Oh, I want to watch both of them this weekend.
Dude, when...
That's the move.
When he loses, when Will Smith loses his dog.
I can't. Can't.
Bro.
Can't do it. I don't even have a dog.
Top crying moment. The only thing that beats that is in Forrest Gump, when Forrest finds out he's a son, and he says, is he small or is he... me, and he starts crying. Dude, literally, I sob every time.
I've only watched that movie once. Please don't judge me. You could judge me.
It's okay.
I don't remember that part.
Watch it again, and that part will get you. That'll probably be me when I have, if I have a son. Like, is he smart or is he like me? So those are movies, but I don't watch a lot of movies. TV shows, I watched Yellowstone, which we both did.
Oh, right? That's such a great show.
We're waiting on the new season.
Yes.
Great show.
Great show.
I watch The Office.
Always. That's always a go-to.
Should I say a serial Office watcher?
Yes. I would describe both of us like that.
And what else? I'm not that interested. I watched MasterChef sometimes, not really... I don't know why.
I'll put it on.
Married at First Sight.
Because
my wife really likes that show. And I honestly, I was making fun of it at first. Compelling.
Yeah. Because people are like, oh no.
It's like, don't do that. I thought we were going to be in love and we just met.
He don't cook. So what am I supposed to do?
And how are we going to eat?
I don't know why that's our go-to accent.
Our voice is just... We immediately go to like that what society would call the Karen voice. When I think of like, let me speak to the manager, that's the voice I think of.
Yes.
May I speak to the manager? I am so upset. I spend so much money here.
But you have so many interactions.
So yeah. So those are like TV show movies. I don't feel like I'm that interesting. For the most part.
No. And so, keep listening, and you'll find out more about us.
All right, gang. Well, this is it. I don't even know how long this episode is. We'll probably clip most of this out. So,
sure.
Have a blessed day, and we just pray you have a great week. And we're looking forward to this podcast
again.
All right.
Later.
Signing off.